This is VOA News, your remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia says it is withdrawing some of its forces from areas close to the Ukrainian border after completing military drills, mocking Western intelligence agencies for naming February 16th as a date a Russian invasion of its neighbor would begin. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and his senior aides are saying diplomacy is winning. As news broke of the reported partial withdrawal of Russian forces, Ukraine's foreign minister Dmitry Kuleba from his Twitter account said diplomacy is continuing to work, though he cautioned, "We in Ukraine have a rule. We don't believe what we hear. We believe what we see." At a joint news conference following talks with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Moscow Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia had decided to partially withdraw its troops from near Ukraine and saw some room for further discussion with the West on Moscow's security demands. But he said that there had not been a constructive response to Russia's demands from NATO, demands for NATO to halt its eastward expansion, including a guarantee Ukraine will never be allowed to join the alliance. NATO said NATO and its allies have rejected those demands so far. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters the alliance welcomes signs Moscow may be willing to continue diplomatic talks over European security and the Ukraine stalemate and move troops away from the Ukraine's border, but said so far they have not seen any sign of de-escalation on the ground. The U.S. space agency NASA reports an unmanned Russian cargo spacecraft is safely in orbit and en route to the International Space Station following a launch early Tuesday from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. NASA says the resupply ship reached preliminary orbit and deployed its solar arrays and navigational antennas as scheduled on its way to meet up with the orbiting laboratory and its crew members on Thursday. This is VOA News. Germany's health minister, Karl Lauterbach, said Tuesday the nation can start easing COVID-19 restrictions aimed at limiting the spread of the disease now that a wave of infections driven by the Omicron variant is subsiding. In an interview published Tuesday in a German newspaper, Lauterbach said the peak of the Omicron wave has passed, adding that he now supports a moderate relaxation of COVID restrictions. Germany reported 159,217 new daily coronavirus cases Tuesday, down 6% from the same time last week. The seven-day infection incidence per 100,000 people also fell, though slightly, on Monday. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and the heads of the federal states are scheduled to meet Wednesday to discuss easing restrictions, such as dropping requirements for proof of vaccination or a negative test for shoppers at non-essential stores. Some parts of Germany have already started lifting those restrictions, with Bavaria announcing it will increase numbers allowed at cultural and sporting events and permit unvaccinated people to return to restaurants as long as they test negative. A requirement to wear masks indoors and on public transportation in Germany is to remain in place. The World Health Organization's European Regional Director, meanwhile, said Tuesday they are watching growing COVID-19 infection rates in Eastern Europe, where six countries, including Russia and Ukraine, have seen COVID cases double over the last 2 weeks. WHO Europe Regional Director Hans Klug told reporters the surging cases have been driven by the highly transmissible Omicron variant in six East European countries: Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Georgia, Russia, and Ukraine. Clue said the 53-country region reported more than 165 million confirmed COVID-19 cases and 1.8 million deaths during the pandemic, including 25,000 in the last week alone. He said vaccination rates need to improve in the countries, which have lagged compared to the rest of the region. He said fewer than 40% of the people over the age of 60 have been fully vaccinated in Bosnia, Bulgaria, Kyrgyzstan, Ukraine, and Uzbekistan. He called on governments and health officials in those countries to urgently examine what is behind vaccination hesitancy in their nations and tailor interventions to address it. He also said it was not the moment to lift anti-COVID measures that we know work. International affairs analysts suggest discussion of Taiwan at weekend talks involving Japan, South Korea, and the United States could be seen as a signal U.S. President Joe Biden aims to broaden the network of Asia-Pacific countries that could resist Chinese expansion in the region. In a joint statement, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshima Hayashi, and Korean Foreign Minister Chung Yi-yung emphasized the importance of peace and stability in the strait that divides Taiwan from China. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.